The First Fisherman. Ages ago, when the world was new, Captain ruled the land and sky. Magwayan was the goddess of the sea and the underworld. They looked after this new world with care and responsibility, especially toward the inhabitants of their domain. At the time, there was no death among humans. Plants and animals perished, though for the gods, just like everyone else, were still learning the workings of the heavens and the earth. Of the people who walked the land and explored the sea, one man did so far better than the others. Pandaguan was his name. He was intelligent, creative, and resourceful. However, he was temperamental and easily angered. His wife, Lubluban, was bright and gifted, but too fond of wine. For like everyone else, they had their flaws. One day, a neighbor came to ask help from Pandaguan. The sibat, a wooden pole he used for catching fish, had grown blunt. He asked Pandaguan's help to sharpen its end, since his own stone knife was dull. "I found a black stone on the riverbank the other day," Pandaguan said, showing his neighbor the rock. He rubbed the edges of the knife with the stone until they glistened. He handed the sharpened knife and the black stone to his neighbor. "Now this knife will sharpen your sibat. Use this stone to sharpen your other knives." He smiled at his neighbor, who was in awe of Pandaguan's skill. "Thank you very much," he said with glee. "You are favored by the gods, Pandaguan." Before taking his leave, Pandaguan's neighbor asked him to join a group of men the next day to catch fish for the elders' council. "I will be at the reefs at low tide," Pandaguan replied. "Is the balsa still in good condition?" "Yes," his neighbor chuckled. "Thank you again for helping us make that. Who would have thought twined bamboo poles could glide on water?" Pandaguan was up early and ready to fish, eager to show his friends his new invention, the salakab, a fish trap. With this tool, one man could catch two or three small fish at once. When the men came, Pandaguan explained how he and his son made the salakab. They watched Lubluban weave and tie knots in cloth, and they realized that strips of bamboo could be woven into a small pouch or basket to trap fish. Because of Pandaguan's good reputation, the others were eager to watch and learn from him. Not only did they catch fish of all shapes and sizes, there were crabs and crayfish, too, in their traps. Unknown to them, Captain and Magwayan were watching as well. "Where will his confidence lead him, I wonder?" Captain said to Magwayan. "Oh, let him have his fun," Magwayan replied. "Besides, he is bound to help others. See how the men are copying his inventions." Captain was restless. "Still, I feel that danger is approaching," he said. "From what? None of our creations have come to harm. The people are still discovering new things in the world we created," replied Magwayan. "And so it came to be. Pandaguan was hailed as the first fisherman. He learned to carve from a dead tree a boat that allowed him to fish in deeper waters. When the fish traps could no longer hold a plentiful catch, he made a bigger one. When the barangay demanded more fish to dry and smoke, he wove the leftover skeins of bamboo into a wide, flexible trap. It was the first fishing net. These accomplishments boosted Pandaguan's pride. In his reveries, he began to doubt the gods. Even the laws that Lubluban crafted with the elders came from the hard work of humans. And even though he sacrificed to Kaptan and Magwayan, his hard work was often undone by the mishaps of nature. Pandaguan did not feel favored by the gods. Pandaguan wrestled with his thoughts. He decided to head out to sea. Sailing and fishing were his sources of comfort. Using his invented tools gave him peace of mind and silenced the storm in his heart. The moon was full when Pandaguan cast his net. Seeing the silvery fish that swim in the dark waters, he was confident of a good catch to hoard in the bay at the coming of dawn. Tugging at the rope of his net, he noticed a huge fish shining silver in the moon's glow. Its snout and mouth were trapped in his net. Its fins flapped, its body wriggled. It was beautiful. Pandaguan thought of the fish as a gift from the goddess Magwayan. He reached into the water and caressed the slits that opened to its gills. He touched the fish's body tenderly down to its tail. The fish relaxed and settled into the warmth of his hand. He loosened the net around the fish's mouth and set it free. Pandaguan, the first fisherman, became the tamer of sharks. On days when he needed to quiet his heart, he waited for the waxing of the moon to swim with the sharks. He loved them as he loved his own son, wanting them always near him. But when he brought one of them to shore, it died. Such was his anguish that he cursed Kaptan and Magwayan. This angered Kaptan so much that he struck Pandaguan with lightning. He died on the spot. Magwayan herself ferried Pandaguan to the underworld. She cried as she sailed the boat that carried him into the darker realms. Her tears fell into the depths of the oceans and flavored the water with salt. It was only then that Pandaguan realized the depth of Magwayan's love and the breadth of Kaptan's favor. Pandaguan, the father of fishermen and tamer of sharks, was the first man to learn what death was all about.